Today's devotion was written by Pastor Charles Bamika of Uganda. The title is Forgive for Forgiveness, and our text is Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Pastor Bamika writes, communication can be difficult sometimes, even with those who are closest to us. A few years ago, my fiancée Olivia and I were going through a period when communication was strained between us. Her response was often one of resentment, and I would feel hurt by her rejection. On and on the cycle continued. None of my prayers for Olivia seemed to help. Pastor Bamika continues, one day our counselor told me, you can spend the rest of your life praying for someone else to change, Charles, but if unforgiveness is in your heart, no matter how well hidden, you are interfering with God's answer to your prayers. Hot tears rolled down my face. The problem was me. In desperation, I confessed my unforgiveness not only to God, but also to Olivia. The indefinable gloom I'd been unable to shake lifted like a dark cloud vanishes from the sky. Most amazing was the immediate change in Olivia. We laughed together, prayed together, even went shopping together. I soon realized Olivia was making mature decisions on her own without one word from me. Then she began asking for my opinions instead of struggling against me. One memorable evening I heard her tell a friend on the phone, Charles and I have a really good relationship. I smiled. What a powerful gift is this thing called forgiveness. Our Savior Jesus Christ teaches us to ask God to forgive our sins. As believers in Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father does not look at our sins, nor does He deny our prayers on account of them. He grants us forgiveness of them by His grace through the death and resurrection of His Son. We pray, Heavenly Father, help us to forgive those who sin against us as You have forgiven us. In Jesus' name, Amen.